Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And well, I am very excited right now, just off the back of their incredible new album release. They are playing at the Loons this Friday. Right now, I have Billy from Greco Romank on the line. Good morning, Billy.
Morena, and surprise, we also have Damien here.
Oh my God, really? Oh, yeah. Hey, it's a party. Oh, that's a lovely surprise. How are you going, guys?
Good. I've just put my shorts on and made some coffee, and I'm about to cycle to work.
Oh, lovely.
Exciting rock and roll.
Okay. Yeah, oh my gosh. Hey, so you've just released a fantastic new album. Congratulations.
Thank you.
First of all. How are you feeling? How's reception been so far?
It's been really cool. We're stoked to have, obviously, the vinyl out. And, people have been really good. We actually got tagged today by a Hungarian blog who was really into it, which was
cool.
They said, we want more interesting underground music from this distant island.
Anyone out there, hit up Hungary, I reckon.
Okay, all right, duly noted. Yeah,
we've been very stoked with how people have been responding. Last night someone sent us a video of a puppy they found that was humping to the first track of the album.
I mean, that's the greatest praise you could receive, is it not? I mean, wow.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Hey, so for those who kind of haven't heard the album yet, How on earth would you describe it to people?
It's like a Eurovision opera dungeon dance swamp party.
Wow,
yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, you know what? I've no notes. I think that pretty much nails it.
It's like kind of spooky dance music, but because we're a band with a bunch of vocalists, things end up taking more of a, I guess you'd say, just like a band or songwriter shape to these things that usually fit in sort of dance genres. So we kind of get to play around with being bad guys a little bit, and that's super fun. But it's like, catchy stuff, we hope.
Interesting you use the word play around, because you get the impression this album is kind of, it's a bit experimental. Like, you've been playing with some noises and lyrical features that you wouldn't necessarily expect. Would you say this album was a bit of an experiment?
Yeah, I think everything's always a bit of an experiment for us.
Yeah, cool.
I think because we like to push a few genre boundaries. We don't feel like purists about one genre and one sound.
So yeah, right, that, right.
Every song is quite different, and that extends to, a lot of different sounds, a lot of different lyric ideas. And with this album, as opposed to our debut, Red Tower, which we wrote sort of just in one big go, going down south and just holing up at a house for a while.
This
one was kind of a bit more piecemeal.
Yeah, right.
And it was sort of song by song. But I think the result still kind of has a cohesive thing, and there's a journey.
It's interesting you mention that, because while it does kind of flow and it makes sense, each song seems very individual at the same time. So that's really interesting that writing process sort of comes along in the song. I have to admit, when I listened, I thought, I was thinking more in like a performance context. I thought, I bet you there's some interesting kind of visual elements that go along with this. Is that true? Is that something people can expect from your shows, or is it totally unexpected?
I think the way we approach songwriting is the way we approach our, I guess, fashions as well.
Right,
we're sort of and if I say so myself, we'd kind of look fucking weird. And something always happens. Mikey is sort of a strange performance artist in his own way. Like, he, whenever we get to a venue or a show, he's always looking at the structures, and he's looking around at props. And I'll look over at the side. You know, I'm often so absorbed in, like, you know, all the bloody synth stuff that sometimes I look up and see him, like, swinging a sledgehammer, or he'll, you know, be, like, picking up a guardrail and, like, you know, just doing loony frontman stuff.
He ends up with unexpected hats sometimes, which he's barred from. No more bowler hats.
I love a hat. Anti-hat man. Oh, don't crush the hats. Come on.
Oh, no. Other people are welcome to hats, wear the hats, but just Greco-Roman is like a Bermuda Triangle of hats. Don't wear a hat in the zone.
Okay, duly noted. Thank you. Have you performed this music much yet?
Yeah, so because this one's been, like I say, we've been writing it as we go in a bit more of a piecemeal fashion, we sort of, for a lot of it, we were able to kind of test out live as we went.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And there are some on there that aren't performance numbers yet.
Right,
for
yet.
For example, Romance Writer, which we have a video out for. Check it out if you haven't. But that's got Hermione Johnson doing this incredible piano thing. So we haven't been able to perform that one. We hope to, if we can get a full band. But yeah, most of them we have been performing for quite a while. So we feel pretty confident going into this tour as well that we kind of know, we know what works and what set kind of list to play with. And yeah.
Oh, that's kind of ideal then, really, isn't it? Like, by the time you come to a tour, you know, for this album, it's all kind of practiced out a bit, which is very exciting. I guess the most important question is, for your show here on Friday, where can people get tickets?
Under the Radar.
Great.
Yep, and on the door as well. But, on Under the Radar.
A little bit cheaper. But yeah, like, we're super, super excited to be playing with Lust Trigger and Moina Mother. We've actually got Moina Mother on the album. They
oh my god, are they?
Yeah.
They introduced the song Precipitate. We thought it would be kind of interesting to get them to cover a portion of the song and see if we could mix from that into the song itself. It was awesome. It was fun.
Oh my god, that's so cool. I had no idea. And they're an incredible band as well, really.
I'm really looking forward. Like, I haven't got a chance to go down to Littleton before, so, you know, like, the venue looks exciting. We've got lots of old friends there. And I hope lots of people come.
I fingers crossed as well. I don't want to be the only person in the audience. Although, like, if that were the case, I wouldn't complain, but, you know,
we'll play our hearts out to you.
Still play our hearts.
Thank you so much. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and congratulations on Wet Exa. It's just amazing. It's brilliant. You guys are such clever songwriters. You should be so proud. And thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If one last thing I can say is, we just put out a really bizarre and mind-boggling video this morning.
Great. Oh, my God, fantastic. Oh, brilliant. Hey, have a wonderful day, guys.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
And that was Greco Romank, one of the most creative out there bands, I think, Aotearoa's got at the moment.